For me, what I take back.
You want me to go in the middle?
Sorry. So what I take back from this is I can continue to break the rules, I can take some risks, and I can speak the truth. We would like to thank you, Kathleen Bartholomew, Dr. Marcel Fournier, and Stephanie Bourdeau, for your skits, and for helping summarize this morning's session and helping the audience see the application of the themes that were presented this morning. By reflecting on the content of the day, inviting the audience to engage in self-reflection, we all have the potential to be the change agents, not only in our daily practice, but also at a systems level. We now need to start initiating these necessary changes in our educational settings, in our individual practices, and in our working communities, so that the ultimate benefactor remains the patient, and we can maximize patient safety remains our priority. So Leah Sanzone, the co-chair of the committee, would like to say a few words as well. Thank you again.
Are we doing the draws now? Now? Oh. Okay, well, I'll say what I have to say first. Okay. So as this wonderful day comes to an end, the Planning and Advisory Committee for today's conference is in awe at how engaged the entire audience has been, both on site and via webcast. The diversity of today's audience should only be the beginning of all future conferences in order for change to begin. It is without saying that we thank you all for your participation and hope that each one of you take whatever you've learned today and take it to the next level. We invite all of you to join our Facebook page. For questions that remain unanswered today, we invite you to continue the dialogue with our panelists who have graciously agreed to comment on your questions via Facebook. At this point, I was going to invite our two students for the closing remark, but I think we're going to give away some gifts. So I think you all like to get a gift. Come on over.
So make sure to stick with us because we have a very good raffle prize, I was told. Not allowed to tell you what it is, though.
Okay, two passes for Ski at Mount Sutton.
Two passes for Ski at Mount Sutton. Oops.
One prize
of two passes. Anna Lee San Jose.
Okay. Yeah. Want to give it to okay. This is one night for two person for B&B at Auberge Restaurant.
Here, why don't you say it?
Okay, the next prize is a one-night bed and breakfast at Auberge West Brown, which is a very nice inn in the Eastern Township, 1 hour from Montreal. We have two of those packages.
Heidi Matarasso. Patty O'Connor.
Is she here? Okay, that's good. My box. Okay, next.
Oh, I love giving stuff.
So we're picking from, this is our, all your names have been in there, so you didn't have to enter for this. This was done with when we did your badges, so if you've checked into us today. Now the first prize will be a little pocket watch.
Janet Rennick. Janet Rennick. Okay.
Next pocket watch.
Cindy Garcia.
Is she here? Yeah. All right. Very good. Okay. Just put it with, yeah.
We have a selection of books that were graciously given by the McGill Bookstore. So the first book is Opening My Heart, A Journey from Nurse to Patient, and back again from Tilda Shalhoub.
Nelia Besman.
Okay. it with it. You want to give it some? Okay, next book.
Next book is?
Yep. Next book is Chart Smart, The A to Z Guide to Better Nursing Documentation, 3rd edition.
Sandy LaRoche.
Oh, well. I don't think her name is.
It was in there. It was in there.
Okay, next book is Critically Ill. No? Okay, we'll draw it again. Okay. Critically Ill, A Five-Point Plan to Cure Healthcare Delivery.
Yizhen Shen.
Yizhen Shen. Oh.
No.
Nobody? Okay, we'll draw again.
Sylvie Gagnon.
Okay. This one again. Okay, Chart Smart.
Melissa Guzio. Guzio.
Okay, last but not least, Lori Gottlieb's brand new book, Strength-Based Nursing Care.
Linda Maharg.
Well, we take that box again. Oh. You want to say where it comes from? No? You want to say where Apple comes from?
Oh, you can say it.
Right. Apple gave it?
Yep. Okay, so the next prize was graciously given by Apple, and it's an iPad.
This is important, isn't it? Nobody wants
it. I try to have my name in the box, but they wouldn't let me. So...
Make a little prayer first, okay? Amanda Bordello. Brighello.
She here? It's a...
She's a student, yes!
Yay!
Good for you, Amanda.
Who got this one? Did it come together?
No.
Who got the book?
It was for...
Congratulations. Okay. Well, I thought she was here.
Linda is here. She's probably gone. It's one of her staff.
Yeah.
Okay. So for our closing remarks, I'd like to invite Angela Herman and Stephanie Gaudreau. Angela Herman is a third-year Bachelor of Science nursing student and a current McGill Nursing Undergraduate Society president. Stephanie Gaudreau is also a third-year Bachelor of Science nursing student, member of the Planning and Advisory Committee of Nursing Exploration 2012, McGill University's Canadian Nursing Students Association official delegate since 2011, and executive board member on the Nursing Undergraduate Society since 2011. So I'd like to welcome them.
So good evening, nurses, physicians, students, and health experts. So what a great day this has been. So this year's Nursing Explorations Conference was of particular importance as it explored the very fascinating, though sensitive, topic of nurse-physician communication. The exchanges and relationships between members of an interdisciplinary team will influence patient safety, but will also impact nurses' and physicians' well-being within their work environments. Communication breakdown does happen, and critically reflecting on how these situations could have been avoided and considering all influential factors is a first step in transforming nurse-physician communication. Hopefully, with the insight and the strategies we have acquired today, we will be able to avoid such incidents in the future and work collaboratively, towards a respectful work environment and towards effective communication between all healthcare professionals.
Many individuals contributed to making the 2012 edition of the Nursing Explorations Conference a huge success. We would initially like to thank the Planning and Advisory Committee for putting together this great event. We would also extend our appreciation to the sponsors for supporting us and the committee through planning this event. Today, we all had the opportunity to experience some fantastic speeches from some experts in the various fields of healthcare and address the topic of nurse-physician communication and its impact on the patient safety. From a student's perspective, and soon-to-be graduates, we'd like to extend our thanks to these speakers because their time was very valuable to us.
So first of all, we would like to thank Mark Daly. So sharing those disturbing statistics on the prevalence of adverse events and how they are often related to miscommunication was an eye-opener and was a great way to initiate this conference as it exposed us to the reality and the severity of these incidents. We would then like to thank Dr. Sean Clark, with whom we reviewed the literature on nurse-physician teamwork. He concluded on how we must now use this information to go on and implement these strategies we have learned and enforce the positive outcomes instead of only considering the negative outcomes that can sometimes arise from miscommunication between nurses and physicians.
We then would like to extend our thanks to Sasha Dabrowski for exposing his own personal experiences with the communication breakdowns that have happened in his setting and for explaining to us the possibility of overcoming these communication breakdowns through standardizing communication. He discussed that this approach can be achieved with interprofessional collaboration and also by starting to initiate this approach also in the classrooms. We then ended the day with Kathleen Bartholomew, and we thank her for her exciting and interactive experience. We also, through this experience, we can now reflect on our own behaviors and the strategies we choose to implement in our daily practice and hopefully change them for the better. We would also like to acknowledge and thank the impromptu acting skills of Dr. F, Nurse Stephanie, and the various participants who came up on stage who worked alongside Nurse Sunshine to bring home the important message that communication and safety are very important and they should be a priority for all of us. Having such a diversity of healthcare professionals here today, present at the 2012 Nursing Explorations Conference, was an amazing sight to see. We greatly appreciate all of your participation and your attendance to this event.
Finally, we would like to introduce next year's Nursing Explorations 2013 conference theme, which is going to be strengths-based nursing and its implications on nursing practice, on research, on education, and on leadership. And we now invite you all to the annual McGill Nursing Career Fair that is happening right outside the conference. It's from 4:15 to 7 p.m. Wine and cheese will be provided, and it's organized by the Canadian Nursing Students Association. So thank you very much and have a nice evening.